This is a very important conference which the ministry have been planning for quite a long time. It's one of the conferences that will bring together all the South Sudanese, the stakeholders in the government, all the government institutions, to deliberate on the specific structure of the federal arrangement that we wanted to see in the permanent constitution of the Republic of South Sudan. And it will be able to ensure that the articles that we shall see in the permanent constitution will drive towards ensuring that we have a peace and stability in this country.
When do we see this conference happening here in Juba?
Well, we are right now planning. We're going to have the planning session with the team. We have already set up the high-level, what we call the task force of the government and also the UN, under the Minister of Cabinet Affairs, will be working in collaboration with that task force and the Minister of Justice, which is part of it. We are actually planning after the conference on the economic conference, which is scheduled to come probably, I think, next month. So this, our plan is that after the economic conference, we wanted to see that this conference kick off. Either the end or around November, we wanted to see that we have this conference done. But the most important thing is to get the preparation clear, because this is a very important conference. So we wanted to see that we have the stakeholders, we have all people who are going to make presentation, particularly on key issues, on like the areas of the fiscal federal arrangements, the administrative federal arrangement, and then the political aspect. We wanted to see that these are clearly stipulated so that it will help in developing the permanent constitution.
How many participants are you intending to bring to Juba all together?
We are actually going to have around more than 500 people from different areas. Our target is that we wanted to get people from the states and then from the administrative areas as well as from the counties. We wanted to get all this because, you know, it's actually a process of building consensus so that people come together and know that we have this governance problem that we need to address, and we wanted all South Sudanese to be part of this process, which will ensure that we have the best governance system in the Republic of South Sudan.
What are some of the key issues to be discussed during this conference?
The conference will basically be discussing on the blueprint. The ministry have been for the couple of 3 years, we've been working to develop a structure of the federal system, looking at basically the physical aspect, where I wanted to see how resources can be distributed from the national level, which is the federal level, and then to the state's level, and also the local government. We wanted to see the structure of the federal system, which is basically three levels. I wanted to see that it's agreed upon, and it is what the people of South Sudan wanted to see in the permanent constitution. We wanted to see how the political powers are clearly distributed. I wanted to see from the federal level, from this, to the state, and also the local government level, so that at the local government level, we know that you have specific powers and responsibilities, and also obligations. Once you're given powers, these are to be enshrined in the constitution. And once you have that, and then we will request the people of South Sudan to hold us as leaders accountable. So that is the importance of the conference. So wanted to see, these are the areas that we wanted to discuss, and in addition also I wanted to see how administrative powers are distributed. Wanted to see, for example, just take example, the Ministry of Education in a federal system, how is it going to work? We shall have a national ministry of education, for example, and then in the state, what are the powers of the national ministry of education? What are the powers of the state ministry of education? We wanted to see that what are the powers of a department of education in the counties. So this must be very clear, because overlapping these powers are actually the critical challenge that we face in governance. So in federalism, this will be clearly stipulated in the laws, and everybody will transparently be able to see, and also ensure that we have a transparent way of addressing this governance issue.
What is the relevance of this conference in regards to the permanent constitution-making process?
Well, it is a part of it because it is actually part of the constitution-making process because the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in Chapter 6 actually call for a permanent constitution to be developed because we have been having actually a transitional constitution. So the permanent constitution, according to the agreement, has to be federal. So it's very important that we need to ensure that we have the best model of a federal system that shall be enshrined in the constitution. So, and this is the reason why the Ministry of Federal Affairs was created actually under the terms of the agreement. It was created to ensure that we initiate the process and ensure the implementation of a federal system. And this can only be achieved within the permanent constitution. So we are going to have a federal permanent constitution of the Republic of South Sudan, which will now prepare for the elections, and so that we end the transitional period, as we have always been talking about.